All right, we're gonna go ahead and reconvene the meeting. It's 11:54. Thank you for your patience. Commissioner Gilman, are you ready to go, sir?
Thank you, my space.
Ready to go, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell, you good?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. We're on to item number 23. This is discussion for possible action. Review, receive public comment and approve draft Story County RFP, seeking a successor to the Story County Solid Waste Collection Services Franchise Agreement and other properly related matters. This item was continued at the January 2nd, 2024 board meeting to allow further discussion. County Manager Osborne, are you going to take this or is Mr. Sloan?
Good. Is it morning still? Good morning.
It is almost morning, and then that horrendous bell is going to ring in 5 minutes.
Okay, good. Well, I'll try to be out of here before that happens. Joe Sloan, consultant Sloan Vasquez McAfee. We've helped the county to navigate this procurement process for the last year, and have appreciated your business-like deliberations in this regard. I have nothing to add from the discussion that we had on January 2nd.
Vasquez, can you stop for a second? Can you check that Lance is online? He's just making sure. Just let him say something.
He said he was ready to go.
He did. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay. So I have nothing to add to the presentation that I gave on January the 2nd, other than just a simple synopsis. We received three bids from three good companies. Two were deemed responsive to the RFP in its entirety. The scoring was based upon an evaluation criteria that was deliberated and adopted by the commission. And the points were attributed by three independent observers in my firm, Enrique Vasquez, Carissa McAfee, and myself, all of whom have had decades of experience in this process. So with that, I would say at the end, it was a photo finish. So good luck. And I'm here to answer any of your questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm a tad bit hesitant. We have 3 minutes before the noon buzzer goes off. I'm going to ask any one of the folks that are interested in Story County's business like to come up and say anything. Nobody has any presentations or?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on up. You are going to be interrupted in about 2 minutes. That's fine. Just take a pause when the buzzer goes off, the alarm, whatever we call that thing.
You'll know it's happening.
Yeah, you're not going to miss it. Just pause. We're going to burn like 2 minutes of awkward time. So, yeah, if you don't like being interrupted, I guess we can all hang out here for a few.
I can touch all.
All right. Once you hear it, just stop talking.
Okay.
You want your presentation?
Yes, please, if that's all right. And will I just talk?
Oh. Now. Awesome. So forward back. Wonderful. If I get it up, I'll give you the signal and you can go.
Thank you.
Did we budget for that? I love it.
It was a new election.
You got all this room. Look at me.
Look at me.
You get everything. And look at play.
Yep. Kendra, all right, hold on.
Yeah, so before you start, Mr. Chairman, so if you sort of like, we have a timer up here, and the purpose of this is to give a certain amount of time so both sides would have exactly the same amount of time, so it's fair. I asked this board how much time they would like to give or if they want to have the time.
Yeah, begrudgingly, I'm going to say just for time's sake, we've gone 5 years without that timer. But I think today we're going to use it. If my fellow commissioners don't have any heartache, I think 10 minutes is sufficient.
Right.
So 10 minute maximum.
With a little break in between?
Yep. At that point, you know what? Why don't you just hang tight? Because it's going to go off in like literally 30 seconds.
The old Nevin clock. Brought the Nevin clock out.
I love it.
There are no Nevins in the room, though.
You still have cushions over there?
Room seats.
Are they?
Cushions?
I don't see any.
Cushions?
Yeah.
They're in the other, I think they're on the other chairs.
No cushions.
No, I think they're on the other chairs. Yeah.
Oh, does anybody need a cushion? No, it's been a long day. We have a couple.
Thank you.
Hey. Can start that clock here in a second.
All right, I'm ready when you are. Thank you. Chair Carmona, Vice Chair Mitchell, Commissioner Gilman, thank you for the time to speak with you today. I'm Kendra Kostelecki, Contract Manager for Waste Management. I'm not going to try to tell you that waste management is perfect. We all know that that wouldn't be true. But WM is constantly striving to improve and correct mistakes. I am here to grovel a little bit. We are all here to grovel a little bit to show you that Story County's business matters to WM, that WM knows that this knows this community and can support the needs of Story County. With WM, you're going to get industry-leading service from an industry-leading provider. The proposal that WM provided for you in response to the RFP is almost 130 pages long. So today I'm going to highlight how the county benefits with service from WM. Story County has several distinct communities with different but equally important needs. The Highlands are a home on the range, but can be difficult to reach in the winter conditions. The more densely populated Mark Twain community mixes the needs of neighborhoods and businesses, and Virginia City and Gold Hill are a place where tourists step back in time. WM knows service to support tourism while protecting the vintage character of the area is incredibly important. On the other end of the spectrum, TRI is launching into the future and focused on supporting industrial growth. And even though residents in Lockwood aren't necessarily part of this bid, we do want to mention them because WM enjoys a great relationship with them.
Do we pay for batteries?
Yeah. Stop the clock.
Jim, you might need to click back to it since you let that person in.
All right.
On the computer.
What about?
Because you let someone in, you may have clicked off of the program. And if you just click back onto the program, that may fix your.
There we go. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cliff.
No problem.
We're advanced, but not quite as best yet.
All right, let's go. Touching on the cost forms in the RFP, WM doesn't agree with all of the pricing that was represented there. However, the cost forms do reflect that most customers can expect to see some savings under a new agreement between the county and WM. It's our understanding the full rate sheet would be negotiated before an agreement is signed, and I am confident that WM can meet the demands of the county. Your residents have expectations about their service. WM has the most to offer. WM has the most qualified drivers in the area, and they already know your streets. Customers want communication. WM uses bill inserts, phone messaging, a website, phone app, and occasionally social and conventional media. I did include a bill insert with your packet today so you can see what I'm talking about. Marketing experts will say that a person has to see a message 7 times before that message will resonate with them. Customer service is a top concern. There is a walk-in desk in Carson City. Some of those employees are here today. The direct phone number there is 775-343-7595. We do have redundancy with the online options at the and the Phoenix Call Center. And that's because call volume will ebb and flow with billing dates, seasonal programs, and unexpected events. The county has requested smaller trucks for service during inclement weather, and we are committed to that. We believe that standard sized trucks during the rest of the year will reduce traffic and emissions without damaging roads, but the trucks will be dedicated to Story County and they can be used when how often you like. In recent years, though, drivers have been joined by our route managers collecting trash by hands with pickup trucks during that inclement weather. Customers want contingency plans. WM has many trucks and at least 3 maintenance shops. When a truck goes down, it can be replaced quickly with minimal impact to customers. WM has a green team of employees who can also be called into the area to help when unexpected events like natural disasters strain resources. The county owns the transfer station. WM can support that transfer station with expert knowledge. WM owns and manages several transfer stations and the landfill. Residents and businesses have greater access to transfer stations and negotiated pricing under WM, which is especially beneficial in a non-mandatory service area. Looking at Virginia City, businesses need service that is appropriate to the aesthetic of the Old West streets and narrow alleys. They need a collection schedule and bin sizes that prevent accumulations. Additionally, in non-mandatory areas, it's not uncommon for residential trash to end up in municipal or commercial bins. It's important to have a waste provider who can help spot and solve for that loss of service before the customer becomes burdened with that cost of disposal. WM has several employees who are in the field right-sizing service for customers to help save them money. A dedicated representative for special events and county accounts helps to keep those fun factors high and troubles at a minimum. And experienced drivers are the backbone of good service. They navigate the steep and narrow streets, watching for kids, distracted tourists, animals, and other hazards on or near the road. Volume and TRI, opposite end of the spectrum, volume and customer particularity about where and when to access their bins are the challenges there. These businesses need a provider that can process large and increasing volumes of trash, recycling, and C&D. Currently, our material recovery facility in Reno processes 150 tons per day and has the capacity to handle 2.5 times that amount. Lockwood Landfill has over 130 years of airspace to accept waste, and many businesses have sustainability goals. Waste management is an industry leader for sustainability and can help them be successful and draw even more business into Story County. Most of the trucks servicing TRI are powered by compressed natural gas, helping to reduce emissions there. A new green waste processing area is also slated to open at Lockwood this spring. And Lockwood also has several C&D recycling options, diverting cement, brick, wood, asphalt, and other materials from the waste stream. WM knows Nevada. We know Story County. We honor the independent spirit of residents and the decision-making power of commissioners. We aren't here to tell you what you should do. We will support any direction that you want to take with your services. The largest collection fleet in the area supports your growth. Multiple transfer stations and recycling processing facilities ensure that your material is handled responsibly with plenty of capacity to grow. We partner with special waste handlers, community stakeholders, and government agencies to make sure your material is handled and diverted correctly. Now, buried in the additional information section of our proposal were a couple of things that you may not have seen. First, WM is invested in Story County. Wherever possible, we find ways to give back. And these are just a few examples that we wanted to show you. So first of all, some of you were able to join us for lunch at the landfill this year. It's a surprisingly popular event that kind of fell off the radar for a little bit during the shutdown. We've got that back up and running, and our neighbors are very excited about it. We're very excited about it. You will see it again. And we did see some new and known faces out there this year. We worked with West Francis to support the Blue Knights and Rumbling Cowboys motorcycle ride, their 10th anniversary this year. And that ended up here in town in the snow. WM was also named Employer of the Year by the Nevada State AFL-CIO for their support given to our drivers. Also in the additional information section, testimonials from happy customers. As elected officials, you are much more likely to get a call from someone who has had a bad experience. We hate that, and we try to fix it as quickly as we can. But that feedback might mask the fact that most WM customers are, and I hate to say this, indifferent to their service, or they're very happy with their service. So we pulled a few customer comments to give you a flavor of those positive sentiments. To close, we are in a partnership for a long time. And sometimes when you're focusing on what can be fixed, it seems like everything is wrong. I'm asking you to look at the things that WM gets right. Most service is provided as expected. And when it's not, we're going to fix it. WM has 360 local employees giving back to our economy. WM understands the distinct needs of each neighborhood in Story County. WM will continue to work with Story County to meet your goals and your service demands. And WM is committed to working directly with customers so staff members and elected officials do not shoulder the burden of communicating on our behalf. Thank you again for the relationship that we have had and for your vote to keep WM as your uninterrupted service provider.
Great. Thank you, Kendra.
Thank you.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments while Kendra is at the podium?
No further questions or comments, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments at this time?
I don't have any specific questions. Thank you.
All right. I don't have any either. Thank you for the presentation. Is there a second presentation? Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your time this afternoon. You have that figured out now?
Indeed, yes. Our clocks are actually set correctly. Are they? It's 10 o'clock. Quarter to that. Good morning.
I think it brought some batteries from that.
And a ladder?
Yeah.
Didn't bring that. We can be good to go.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. Well, good afternoon again, Chairman Carmona, Mr. Mitchell, Mr. Gilman. My name is Terry Bentley. I'm the General Manager for Nevada Recycling and Salvage, and we appreciate your time this afternoon. I want to echo again the can-do it attitude that we seen from the county in regards to the USA Parkway. And what you guys completed there was pretty amazing. NRS is feeling the same way. Nevada Recycling Salvage is proud of the package that we presented to the county. And sometimes when you see a package like this, means change. Sometimes change is good. Next slide. NRS has successfully completed this proposal. We took time and effort to go around the community, take a look at what's going on, talk to businesses, talk to residents. Drove around in the snow. The owner and I drove around in the mud to see what types of things needed to be done to service properly in the different areas in the community. NRS intends to be a proud partner with the county and hold the service number one. One thing we like to say is we're big enough to get this completed, yet small enough to focus on the county and its needs. Next one. We say, why Nevada Recycling and Salvage? When an organization delivers a package that they care about and it hits all the buttons, the approach meets the community's needs, it should be embraced. So I say, why not Nevada Recycling and Salvage? Mr. Sloan and his consultants went through all the proposals. We were basically even from the financial and fiscal items. We did have a creative proposal on the collection programs that met the needs of what's going on in the county, of what we could see. We're a local business, smaller, with 40 employees. We're big enough again to do this, complete successfully the service here in Story County, yet small enough to be focused on your needs. What's this one? You went one slide ahead.
Sorry.
No, it's good now. All right, sorry. Mm-hmm. So we have a local transfer station, 45,000 feet under roof. We have a 24-person sorting line, baler, other things segregate various C&D materials there. We diverted over 5,000 tons of material in 2022 from cardboard, metal, rock, concrete, all those types of things that we diverted from our commercial customers. Specifically, we had about 3,000 tons of OCC we diverted. Keep this. 600 tons of metal and 300 tons of bottles and cans that we moved at our facility. Our team, Ron Hurst here, the operations manager, has 40 years of experience in the industry. Tiffany Longtain is our human resource and office manager, 20 years in the business world, human resources and business. Randy Gillette, our fleet manager, has had over 40 years of experience, fleet management and maintenance. Rachel Turnage, our controller, 30 years of business ownership and accounting. And last but not least, the hub of our facility is Ashley Edwards, 25 years in customer service and dispatching, which is one of the most important when we talk about customer service. When customers call, these are the individuals that are going to be answering. There. Myself, I've been in the industry about 30 years, servicing multiple franchises in the greater Northern California area, initial startups, large number of startups, notably in the Sacramento area, Rancho Cordova, Elk Grove, Citrus Heights. About 50,000 customers we started up for Republic, a company I worked for a few years. We started up new franchises there that we won a bid from the Sacramento County. So very familiar with startups, very familiar with initiating new programs, implementing customer service, handing out education programs for our customers so they understand what's going on in the programs. So it's transparent and easy to follow. It's kind of getting your experience out there, but it's been something that I've done for a very long time. So I appreciate your indulgence here. Next slide. Enhanced residential services. Again, like I said, we went around the community to find out what we can do to make a better program. Specialized equipment, we recognize the small streets, tighter areas. We need a smaller vehicle. Couple different things that we initiated was perhaps in our proposal was a blue bag recycling program, local customer service agents, enhanced approach to missed pickups, because we'll be in the area all the time, all week long. Not knowing exactly how many, about approximately 200 homes a day we're looking at, so we'll be in the area. If there's a missed pickup, we can be there. The blue bag recycling program is to hopefully enhance. Right now you have 49 from the statistics that we received in the proposal, you have 49 people that are recycling at their residence, and that's about 5%. We hope to grow that with the ease of a blue bag recycling program. Next. Commercial services, a dedicated management recycling specialist to assess the needs of the commercial customers, site visits to develop waste and recycling audits and characterizations of that facility or business. We're able to process the material at our facility. Right now, we're at about half capacity at our facility. We have plenty of room to bring in some of those mixed recyclables and sort them out. We have a proposed discount for customers for mixed recycling and clean recycling. So they get a discount if they recycle properly or more. And that's certainly something we can discuss and we'll work on as we move forward in negotiations. But it could be a 5 to 20% discount to those customers if they recycle. Obviously, the county services, we want to be part of what happens in Story County. We'll operate the Virginia City Transfer Station. We're looking at, we asked for some of those options, what goes on there. We still are really unsure as to what capabilities it has, but we would like to use it at its greatest potential. We want to provide services for all the Story County facilities and recycling, as well as enhance options at the transfer station and for all Story County services. Future enhancements. Your transfer station is real close to a high school. Maybe not the best location for something that, as a community grows, like is growing around this area, might need to be addressed. We are certainly want to be partners in that. Office trailer, power there to be more customer service friendly there. Full-time Virginia City customer service is an option. Maybe inside the city here on the main drag. And expanded operating hours there. We also look at, at other options during negotiations, snow plowing, street sweeping, all those things that could be a partner in. Nevada Recycling Salvage would like to do that. I want to thank you again for the opportunity. And again, reiterate, we're big enough to get this done, yet small enough to focus on Story County's needs. Any questions?
Thank you. You guys too made your time. Very well done. Mr. Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Nevada Recycling and Salvage?
No further questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I just had one. Mr. Bentley, you talked about the potential, and I realize there's still some negotiations to work out specifics. You talked about the potential for a discount for people who recycle properly. Just for my clarity, are you talking about a discount on garbage collection services for those who recycle, participate in recycling as well? Or is that referring to a discount on recycling services, for example, for commercial accounts?
Commercial accounts.
Very good. Thank you. I appreciate that clarification. I don't have any other questions.
All right. I talked 2 weeks ago about what was it important to me. Obviously, my district is probably the most difficult district that the winner of this RFP is going to have to deal with. I have experience with waste management, so I didn't ask them this question. You stated that you guys have been up to the area during inclement weather. Correct?
That's correct.
You do not see any issues with servicing that area? I don't expect that you did, but did you guys visit the entire neighborhood or did you pass by the mailboxes?
We did pass by the mailboxes. Mm-hmm. We went up to dirt roads, snowy roads, roads that had no access. We observed a semi-truck that was delivering goods stuck on the side of the road. We tried to help him out, snow-covered roads. It was definitely inclement. We wanted to check out what exactly was going on and what the challenges were. That's why we looked at the four-wheel drive, smaller collection vehicles that could access those things in inclement weather. Now, when you ask if we've seen any issues, I think everybody knows that there's no doubt about challenges there. But providing the right equipment, some of the material trucks that we looked at had the ability to have tracks on them that could go up and service that if needed. So there are options for that. And that's why we went with the smaller vehicle in our proposal. Certainly in negotiations, we can look at other things, but it's definitely, we heard that pretty loud, that was a concern in the service area, was the inclement weather, the mud, and we observed all that when we went up there.
Right. When did you guys go up, out of curiosity? Last year?
Last year.
Okay.
Yeah, not this year. It was last year, probably April. Yeah, it was
you guys
April.
Had many months to go out there.
Yes, I mean last year was it was pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
So we went up with four-wheel drive, and it was an issue. I mean, definitely in the collection industry, we find that challenging, but not impossible,
right.
But challenging. And everyone knows we want to think safety. We want our employees to be safe. We want our customers and residents to be safe. We don't want to ruin their any structures or any of the roads or those types of things as well. So there's a lot of things to consider, but having the proper vehicle to do that is definitely the first step.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tip my hat to you for going up there and checking it out, because I think it's absolutely critical that you guys know what you're getting your hands onto if you guys win the RFP.
We did.
Yes, you know, like you said, there's definitely a lot of difficult areas up there to address.
Yes.
You know, obviously the inclement weather. We talked about it today. The grade is always in great shape. We do our best to keep our roads in good shape, but they are icy.
Yes.
North-facing roads are problematic.
Absolutely.
And obviously the mud is a potential issue as well.
Yes.
So at this time, I don't have any other questions for you. I may have some going forward. But primarily, I wanted to see if you guys had actually checked out the area that you were at. On that note, I assume you guys checked out Virginia City as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because the small streets are definitely very tricky.
Yeah, you know, I've been in the industry a long time. When I first started in the business, you know, I worked on the back of a rear loader, and it was we picked up 600 homes, and we knew every customer. We knew who Bob was, and when he was didn't have his trash out, we went and picked it up. These days, you know, I've worked for large organizations, and we go to these automated trucks, and it's not as personal anymore. Recognizing that in this small tight knit community, we felt that the rear loader, you know, 200 homes a day, knowing your customers was the best option for us. The rear loader, it's a little bit more personal. You know what they're doing. You know what people's needs are more than going by in an automated vehicle and dumping. And a smaller vehicle in your tight roads is, I think, it's essential, in my opinion. But, you know, those things can work.
Fair enough. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Before you guys go, no other questions? All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Is there any public comment at this time? I know there's not too many public in here, but please.
I'm public, but I'm wishing to
answer that. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Morning. Afternoon.
Yeah.
So it's really difficult to tell.
Can you state your name on the record, sir?
I'm sorry.
State your name for the record.
Oh, this is official stuff. I know.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Fabian Galuli with Waste Management. I've been with Waste Management 19 years, and I'm a native of Nevada. Pleasure to be here. So it's really difficult to tell by looking around how many people in this room are natives. We got what? Waste Management's family's got about 7 of us. So it's no secret. I continue to hear how this community is growing, right? Your county is growing. It's evolving. I have to ask a question. Why wouldn't you want to do business, continue to do business with a company that can evolve, has the means to adjust, has the means to flex and service this community? So as I look around and I look up here in Virginia City and been up here several times, it is a challenging area, but I don't believe that we have a lot of challenges in serving this area with Waste Management. So again, just ask the simple question, as you evolve, as you grow, we're capable of growing with you. And I, for one, after 19 years, have seen Waste Management from the Carmelos to grow, and we still carry that sediment to service our community and be partners. That's all I have to say. Thank you
for your comment. Is there any public comment on Zoom? All right, not seeing any public comment on Zoom. I'm going to offer again anybody. Obviously, Waste Management has the numbers here. So I ask, you know, if there's any other sentiments from Waste Management, let's collectively put them together. And again, nobody in the audience. I am flabbergasted that there is zero participation. All right. I think we've heard the the statements are, is the board ready to come to a conclusion at this point? I'll start off to you, Commissioner Gilman. I don't need an answer other than yes, you're ready to come to a conclusion.
I am ready to come to a conclusion.
Ms. Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will then ask if there are any, if somebody wants to go ahead and move with a motion, we will see how that plays out.
Let's.
You have a coin?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, in preparation for that, maybe just to share my thoughts, you know, I certainly appreciate the creativity and the thought and the effort that's gone into both of the proposals, specifically kind of the creative approach that Nevada Recycling and Salvage has come to us with. I've made it no secret from the beginning that in addition to meeting the needs and providing good service, that one of my top priorities was cost to the customer. And it appears to me that Waste Management has an edge in that regard based on the proposals, although to be finalized through final negotiations. But I believe that after all said and done, that's still the direction I'm leaning because that is my highest priority.
I concur with you, Commissioner Mitchell. I mean, obviously, we all know the value of the industrial park, but the beauty of being in Story County is that it allows us to really focus on our constituents. As I mentioned 2 weeks ago, obviously, with the increase with inflation, the overall increase in cost of goods at the store, gasoline, et cetera. If there's any way that I can save my constituents money, whether it's $10, $40, $100, that has been sort of the trajectory that this board has taken. You have spearheaded an agenda item or two, and I believe we have another one coming up that really is geared towards being business friendly, but at the same time, after quite a long time, finding a way to return money into our constituents' pockets in one way or form. As I stated 2 weeks ago, this is a very difficult decision, probably in almost 6 years, one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make. It's bless you. It's a very tough call. Like Commissioner Mitchell said, I think you both have done an outstanding job. As Mr. Sloan's organization has shown, you guys are pretty much neck and neck, which I think Nevada Recycling and Salvage, you gentlemen both need to pat yourself on the back, because for you to come up against a larger corporation and get that close is a compliment and a testament to your dedication, both of you. And I know you folks are new to Nevada Recycling and Salvage within the last couple of years. Like I stated, I come from a family of small business owners. So that also tugs on my heartstrings my father was given a few chances starting his business. Unfortunately, we got eked out by the Hillshire Farms of the world. And no longer have that business. So, I obviously don't want to make an emotional decision. I'm just trying to convey that this is a very difficult decision for many reasons. Again, for me, it really boils down to what we can give the constituents. My hesitation, I was there 5 years ago when I ran for office. I was definitely the black sheep, and folks trusted me. And that means a lot. I definitely don't fit the mold of what politicians have been and definitely weren't in Story County. So, I too am ready to make my decision. I made one motion today. I'm happy to make another motion if that's the desire of my fellow commissioners.
I'm happy to make a motion as well. Just of course wanting to, but always appreciating Commissioner Gilman's immense experience and perspective on things. And so if he has other things to add, I'd be happy to hear that.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Mitchell. I appreciate your comments. I believe what I would add at this point is that we are merely starting the next phase in the county's deliberation in selecting a service provider. And so in moving forward today, we perhaps are going to select a service provider to negotiate with over the next year. Should those negotiations not prove favorable to Story County, we're going to have a further opportunity to evaluate, indeed, are we getting a better bang for our buck? Are our constituents being competitively serviced? And during the negotiations that will take place over the next year, we have the opportunity to decide to move to a second choice and continue those negotiations. So I really don't see this decision as a final. I think that the final is going to take place as our staff and others negotiate our future contract. As I stated last commission meeting, I believe that NRS represents an opportunity to negotiate a very favorable financial contract for Story County. That being said, I believe that both entities are capable of servicing our county in a professional and respectable manner. So again, I reiterate and thank you for this opportunity, Commissioner Mitchell. We're starting the next phase of our deliberations, and let's hope that the entity that is selected today is prepared to offer Story County a very competitive contract. Because if that's not the case, we still have an opportunity to change horses. So that would be my offering for today, and thank you for that opportunity.
Truly thankful for your comments, Commissioner Gilman. Am I to understand that that is a motion to get into contract negotiations with Nevada Recycling and Salvage?
No, sir. It's a comment to get into contract at the discretion of the board. And I'm certainly prepared to support my fellow board members in their deliberation. So I'm prepared to select either, knowing that we're going to get an opportunity to negotiate a very favorable contract for Story County.
Okay, I appreciate it, Commissioner Gilman. As always, you've got the most tenure here on the most experience. So,
Mr. Chairman, before we move forward, I think we have just a couple of chat comments that may relate to this item.
Yeah, I would love to hear public input. Craig.
So the first one says, we've seen throughout this presentation, and this is from Ms. seen through the presentation, supporting local is important. Why not support local through NRS, locally owned and locally operated, and hiring locally? And then the second one was from a community member that said would recommend to ask a consultant to the cost differences. I believe NRS was overall lower in price.
And who was that comment from?
The community member, it says.
Gotcha. Any other comments?
Jim, was there one above?
Someone wants to raise their hand.
Was there one other one above it? Above Ms. Byler? Okay, gotcha. So as I understand it, Joe, you want to come back up? I believe NRS was roughly $8 or $10 more expensive per residential pickup. Is that correct?
$4.
$4 was the difference?
And so it's roughly. It's roughly.
I have the last packet.
Yeah. So... did you want me to wait or do you?
No, go ahead.
So I would like to clarify something. And Commissioner Gilman is right on the money in regards to this action that you're going to take isn't final. You will direct us to go and negotiate a final contract and bring it back to you for approval.
Okay.
But that will not take a year. It cannot take a year because your contract expires in December of this year. So that needs to happen quickly. And I would anticipate that we would go to whomever you direct us to go to, and we'd be probably bringing back something to you in your next meeting.
Okay.
We'll give folks an opportunity to give us their last, best, and final. There are a few dangling items that were left out there that were offered as exceptions, at least by one of the proposers, that need to be clarified and resolved. But in terms of cost, the proposals in terms of individual rates were very close. But the calculation that we do in terms of revenue that will be generated by the fees, it was even closer. It was even closer because of the customer count, that the difference in customer counts that the individual companies used to project their revenues. That's really the distinction. But I can tell you, I think in a final negotiation with whomever you direct us to negotiate with, you're going to see lower rates across the board than you have now and improved service.
All right. So for the record, basic service, 196-gallon or 164-gallon can. Waste management is $28.47. Nevada Recycling and Salvage is $30.34. For basic service for a 132-gallon can, waste management is $26.17. Nevada Recycling and Salvage is $27.50. For each additional cart, in addition to basic service, this would be a 64-gallon or 96-gallon cart. Waste management is $10.05. Nevada Recycling and Salvage is $12.50. For seniors, 32-gallon or 64-gallon cart is $24.20 with waste management, $25.79 for Nevada Recycling and Salvage. Did I already say low-income senior? Not yet. Low-income senior, 32-gallon or 64-gallon is $21.35 with waste management, $22.76 for Nevada Recycling and Salvage. Bear shed service, in addition to base service, so that means if you had a bare box, somebody stop me if I'm wrong. If you have a bare box, in addition to the prices I previously listed, you would have to pay $14.30 to have that service with waste management, $14.20 with Nevada Recycling and Salvage. For a bare cart, contractor provided cart addition to the base service. So again, you would pay hypothetically for a basic service, we'll call it $28.47 with waste management. You add an extra $8.87 for the bare cart. With Nevada Recycling and Salvage, for the same basic service, it's $30.34. An additional $11.50 goes onto your bill for a bare cart. I don't think I need to address the commercial and multifamily rates. There is anywhere between a 5 to, and I'm going from the minimum to the maximum price difference, anywhere between $5 and it appears as though potentially $50. In all fairness, the $5 difference would be a 96-gallon cart, which goes to a commercial or multifamily residence. Waste management is $41.62. Nevada Recycling and Salvage is $46.63. And in the largest gap difference, there would be a six-yard bin two times a week. Waste management is $759.68. Nevada Recycling and Salvage is $936.60. And obviously, as you go into these bins, the greater price gap between the two providers. I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything that's pertinent to the community.
So, Mr. Chairman, while you're looking at that.
Yep, I think I'm pretty much good for now.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just wanted to comment that the commenter is correct in reference to the calculation that was done by Mr. Sloan's firm, that a slight edge was given to Nevada Recycling and Salvage based on the metric that you explained to us. And so their overall pricing on the revenue requirement or the total revenue generated, their pricing was slightly better, which is a different metric than the price to the consumer, which fell slightly in favor. And they're very close for most services, but fell slightly in favor of waste management.
All right. So I'm going to touch on, do you have something to say?
Just want to reemphasize or to reiterate that point. In that rate matrix, the commercial rate matrix, there are 48 rates that we ask for. There's less than half of those rates are actually populated because there's no services that are provided in those cells, so to speak. So some places where you see big price differentials between one service provider and another in the proposal, they didn't calculate in our revenue projection because there's no customers in that category.
Right.
So,
Again, with the growth in Story County, I understand what you're saying. You know, we may not have a 6-yard bin now, but maybe in the future. So anyway, so running on the logic of what Commissioner Gilman has said, I believe Vice Chairman Mitchell has touched on this, Mr. Sloan, then I will step up and make a motion. If we are going into negotiations with the understanding that this is not necessarily a final decision, then I think the appropriate thing to do is to give the current provider first dibs. We'll go into negotiations. If it doesn't work out, then we will move on to Nevada Recycling and Salvage. Based again on that logic, I think that would be to give the folks that have been doing the service one final shot to retain the business. It doesn't work, then we move to Nevada Recycling and Salvage. So I would make a motion that we get into contract negotiations with waste management with the understanding that if it doesn't pan out, assuming that Nevada Recycling and Salvage is interested in negotiations at that point, then we would move on to negotiations with Nevada Recycling and Salvage. So that would be my motion. Is that sufficient?
I think so. So you're starting out with waste management, and if everything goes according to Hoyle, they would get the contract with Mr. Sloan negotiating where he thinks he'll be back in 2 weeks instead of 4 months. And if that doesn't work out, the second person or second group that you will bring them back, if they are still willing to you will look at them next. We're not going to open it up for bid again. So
no.
That's the question.
My understanding would be this.
Yeah. Right.
We get into negotiations with waste management. Things don't pan out. Joe comes back and says, hey, things didn't line up the way that you had asked them to. We're now going to ask Nevada Recycling and Salvage if they would entertain going into negotiations.
Yes.
I understand that correctly, Mr. Sloan?
I'll second that motion.
Yeah.
Joe Sloan,
this is typically, Joe Sloan, this is our normal protocol. You would direct us to go to final negotiations. We go to final negotiations. I have a few things that I think are really not negotiable. We have to come to an agreement on it. And because my perspective is that I am representing the best interest of my client. Most of the things that I think are going to be on the table are easy to resolve. There's a couple that are not.
I think
so
the DA is going to ask you to just say, yeah, we'll go into.
So we would get a negotiation, and I will bring back a contract to you. I will bring back a contract to you with my perspective on the contract as to whether. So I'd come back in
the
2 weeks.
Telling me,
yeah,
let's just do a yes or no.
Yeah, because he's in the middle of his motion.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, I thought you needed.
So I just want clarification.
So, yeah.
If the contract negotiations don't work out, we have the ability after you've notified
at
us
at that
to
point,
go with the second company.
You prove it or not.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Thank
Perfect.
You.
Thank you.
Sorry. Starting to get this attorney thing under under my hat here. So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you to the both of you. Appreciate your understanding in this difficult decision. All right. We have two options here. We have a couple of other heavy agenda items, I believe. Is there a desire from the board to take a short break, or should we just trudge on through?
I'm good to go.
I'm happy either way.
I'm comfortable either way.
Commissioner Gilman, do you need to take a couple minute break?
You know, I'm good to go for a bit, depends on how long it's going to take. So let's go for it.
All right. Well, item number 24 is next on the agenda. Per the request of Commissioner Mitchell, discussion and consideration directing county staff to investigate the feasibility and possible methods of reducing or diverting local taxes and other fiscal burdens away from Story County residents and small businesses in anticipation of potential future tax revenues for fiscal year 2025 and beyond.
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to introduce this item. Yeah, thank you. So, you know, it has come to my attention that an informed and engaged member of our community, Mr. Hugh Gallagher, has stated that he believes there are options to reduce residential property taxes as a way to reward Story County taxpayers. I previously looked into this into detail and was under the impression that the options that were discussed were not feasible under current Nevada law. But if my understanding is not correct, and there are prudent ways that we can lower property taxes, that is definitely good news for Story County taxpayers. With that in mind, what I'm asking the commission to consider instructing staff to reach out to Mr. Gallagher to discuss the options that he's presented, if he's willing, as well as to research and summarize other possibilities to reduce property taxes. If there are viable options, I see no reason for us to delay consideration and implementation. And if Mr. Gallagher or any other citizen brings those ideas forward, they should be given full credit and those ideas should be taken seriously. We certainly don't have a monopoly on good ideas. If they're out there, let's consider them. So that's what this item is about. After we discuss and take comment, if the commission feels that it's worth pursuing, I'm happy to make a motion to direct staff to pursue those ideas and bring back proposals.
All right. Thank you, Vice Chairman Mitchell. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments at this time?
Yeah, my comment would be that I had the pleasure of working with Mr. Gallagher for many years on this very issue. And it was a platform of mine, actually, 11 years ago when first seated on the commission. It's been a desire to do this very thing. We looked at many alternatives and were not successful in coming up with something that was viable that allowed us to move forward. But I completely support Commissioner Mitchell's recommendation. I would like very much to see our county staff come up with some creative options for us. I believe that our residents fully deserve the benefit of their bargain here in our county. They've stood fast for all of these years as we've developed and grown and challenged a lot of issues. And I would very much like to see them rewarded in a reasonable, fiscally smart manner. So I'm 100% on board with this research and effort.
As always, Commissioner Gilman, thank you very much for your comments. Since this is your motion, Vice Chairman, I don't have any objection to this either. I think, again, going along the premise of trying to give back to our community is top on my priority list, as it is on yours, as it is on Commissioner Gilman's, as I'm sure it is with the residents. They would like to see something as well, whatever that may be. So with that said, is there any public comment at this point? You should have taken the opportunity.
For the record, Hugh Gallagher, appreciate Chairman Commissioner Mitchell mentioning that, because we're in the fight of our life right now. Special session starts February 3rd. I'll guarantee you that there's going to be bills out there for from all of our supposed friends to take some of this abated money from us. And it's, I think, a shame that it is even being considered, although I can understand why. I have a question here. And again, it's on the agenda action report. It says supporting materials see attached. There was no attached materials, I don't think. So that may be another typo, just for your deal. I did have a question about small businesses versus large businesses. Are we only considering a small business, of what the definition of a small business is, versus a large business? Understanding the large business contributes to probably a majority of our tax receipts. And if that is the case, then we are dismissing a very important taxpayer group. I know as the legislative session goes, I am not sure that they understand that we still owe 31 plus million in debt to our developer. I don't know that. I've tried to contact Lisa Krasner and PK O'Neill, but I don't know if they understand it or if anybody down there understands the fact that we still owe $31 million to our developer. That being the case, hopefully, between the special session that occurs in a couple of weeks and the end of it, maybe we'll get some relief from that. There's also some considerations with the TRI developer agreement. I'm not sure if Bob Sader, who is the author of that, did put something in there to protect the developer from that, but that's also something that we need to take a look at. So I appreciate Commissioner Mitchell for mentioning this.
That's good.
It is, after all, something that was discussed as early as 2000 when the developer agreement was signed that said that, you know, eventually, hopefully, the residents of Virginia City or the taxpayers of Story County could receive some benefit as a result of the industrial park. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll leave that for questions if you have any.
Truly appreciate your comments, Hugh. I know that much to the chagrin of my DA, I'm going to make a few statements regarding your public comment. Public comment is public comment, but I do just want to add, we spent over 2,000 hours trying to drill that message into the legislature last year. Ad nauseum, we have told them over and over. And it's not for anything, because we're really all on the same page here. I just want people to know, just to confirm that, the amount of manpower is put forward in defending our future revenues was almost disgusting, and it was constant. We had a team of five lobbyists, different lobby firms. We pulled out the proverbial cannons and we shot as hard as we possibly could. But you're right. I don't think it's ever going to stop. So to keep that defense up, unfortunately, I think is on the agenda every year until you and I are long gone.
Absolutely.
Sadly.
No, I appreciate all the effort that you did last year.
For sure.
I thought we were dead in the water, except I think the governor had a little bit different approach, but he has his plan. I know that Senator Daley's plan was next, but you're right. They all wanted, why go ahead, wants all of our money or of sorts. I had no idea. That's up to you guys. But
yeah,
I certainly did not make the statement saying that you weren't doing a good job.
No.
Because
I just
I'll tell you
clarify.
What, you did a hell of a job down there.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that we did flood them with facts, talking about money that we have owed, infrastructure, and sadly, Hugh, I think it has fallen on deaf ears, not because they just don't want to listen, I think. There are people that do want to listen, but the majority, I think, have this agenda that Story County doesn't need the money. And we have screamed from the rooftops, including what we owe the developer. That has always been part of the narrative. So just to at least clarify that part. Great. But thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any other public comment? Not seeing any public comments. Shall I make this three motions today?
If you want to, or I'm happy to make the motion myself. Either way.
Yeah, go for it. I'm exhausted.
Couple motions in a day. That's heavy work.
Two. That's a lot.
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff to investigate the feasibility and possible methods of reducing or diverting local taxes and other fiscal burdens away from Story County residents and small businesses in anticipation of potential future tax revenues in fiscal year 2025 and beyond.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for your comments, Hugh. Moving on to item number 25, this is discussion for possible action, workshop, review, and provide direction for the draft fiscal year 25 and five-year Story County Capital Improvement Plan. Should we have taken a break before this?
Yeah, we can.
Are you leaving? Maybe.
In spirit.
All right. Not for anything, Austin, no pressure, but is this like a 10-minute presentation or are we like
hours?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Commissioner Gilman.
I could appreciate a 5-minute break.
Let's do that. Thank you. See y'all back in 5 minutes.